This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear brothers and sisters, we have just spent a whole month with divine revelation. We have spent a whole month with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us as a mercy, as a reminder, as a cure for the problems that lie in our hearts. Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum. O humanity, an instructive warning has come to you from your Lord. Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, and a cure to any ailment, any sickness, any sadness that is found in our hearts. Wa huda wa rahma, and a guidance and a mercy lil mu'mineen, for the believers. My brothers and sisters, in the very next verse, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran for us. In the very next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ, say, by the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the bounty and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, that they should celebrate, they should rejoice in that, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, that is better than anything that you collect or that you amass. So my brothers and sisters, here is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should rejoice, that we should be happy. But happy in what? Happy in the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happy in the cure for our problems, the cure for our ailments, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, we celebrate, we are happy. But for what? For the dunya, for what we have collected? Because Allah says, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, that this reminder that has come to you, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is better than anything that you could gather or amass or collect in this life. That is what we are celebrating today. We are not celebrating the dunya. We are not celebrating our worldly possessions. We're not celebrating our clothes or our cars or our houses. We are celebrating a month filled with guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are celebrating the ibadah, the worship. We are celebrating our ruku'ah and our sujood and our dua. That is why this day is very, very special. In the whole year, there is only one more day that is as special as this day. We have today Eid al-Fitr, and the only other day that we celebrate the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Eid al-Adha. There are no third days like this, a day on which we are rewarded for celebrating by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Celebration and joy is worship today, my brothers and sisters, and this is not found in anything else. If we try to celebrate the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la tafrah, do not be prideful and joyous. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah does not like those who are prideful and joyous in terms of their dunya, in terms of their worldly possessions, in terms of their worldly things. Allah says, do not be prideful, do not be joyful in that. But when it comes to celebrating the month of ibadah, when it comes to celebrating the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah instructs us, commands us to worship Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this month that we have just gone through, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of the Quran, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. The end of this verse, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولتكمل العدة. Why? What is this month for? So that you may finish this month, complete this month, complete the prescribed period by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so that you may glorify, exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance that Allah has given to you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, perhaps you will be grateful. So the worship today is our celebration, and our celebration is worship. That is why this day is so very, very special. You know, we celebrate a lot of things during the year. We have a lot of things that we get happy for. But today is the day that we get happy for ibadah. We get happy for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know, my brothers and sisters, that you may be finding it difficult today to be joyous and to be happy and to celebrate. because of the genocide that we are watching with our very own eyes unfold to, with our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine. And as we are watching what is happening with our brothers in Sudan, as we are watching what is happening with our brothers and sisters in Yemen, as we are watching and seeing what is happening with our Uyghur brothers and sisters in China, and so on and so forth, you may be feeling like it is difficult to be joyous today. But I want to remind you that we are not joyous once again for the dunya. We are joyous today for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our iman, because the biggest blessing that we have in our lives is not our wealth, is not our children, is not our possessions. It is our deen. It is guidance from Allah Jalla wa Ala. That is what we are celebrating. We are celebrating the honor that Allah gives by guiding us. We are celebrating the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed victory for those who are believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not become weak. Do not become grieved. أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You will be victorious. You will have the upper hand. But there is a caveat. There is a condition. That condition is, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. As long as you are believers. And that is what our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine are teaching us today. We find that they are celebrating, not for their dunya, because their dunya has been taken away from them. Their families have been taken away from them. Their houses, their living areas, their children have been taken away from them. What are they celebrating? They are celebrating the strength of their iman. They know that even if the world has abandoned them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. They keep saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best protector. That, my brothers and sisters, is what we are celebrating here today. History has taught us that the believers, when they are tested and tried, they only get closer to Allah. That it is through tests and trials that our status is raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the most beloved people by Allah are tested the most severely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it is the prophets who are tested the most severely. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. Then the most like them and the most like them, meaning being tested and tried, makes us closer to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. If Allah loves a people, He tries them. And so that, my brothers and sisters, is what we are celebrating today. أَقُولُ قَوْدِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. As it was the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I would just like to take a minute or two to address my sisters in Islam. My dear sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us and tries us, and as we hold on to our iman, likewise, my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you and try you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you, my dear sister in Islam. You know, we hear of the wife of Imran mentioned in the Quran, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that she had vowed that her child in her womb would worship Allah. And so when she made this vow, she assumed that Allah will grant her a boy, a male child. But when she gave birth to a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she gave birth, she said, my Lord, I have given birth to a female. Meaning what? Meaning even though her expectation was a male, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a female. Now did she say why? Did she say, no, I wish I had a male? No. She said, Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'tu. Or in one recitation, Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at. That Allah is most aware of what I have given birth to, meaning this happened by the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is wisdom in Allah that my child was not born a male, my child was born a female. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. That a male is not like a female. What is the message here? The message here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear sister, has made you a female, and the female has an honor and a way of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that men do not. This is why we find who was this daughter that was born to the wife of Imran. It was none other than Maryam alayhi salam. Wa inni samaytuha Maryam. She says, I have named her Maryam. And today, Maryam alayhi salam stands as an example for all women across the world, even non-Muslims recognize Maryam alayhi salam. My dear sisters, yes, your challenges may be different. And yes, women and men have a lot in common, but we are not the same. We are equal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are not the same. We have many differences. And you will find people telling you that differences make you bad. But our deen teaches us that Allah has made us different so that we may strengthen one another. That is why Allah has made us different. The way you, my sister, can worship Allah and submit to Allah and sacrifice for Allah is different than the way I can submit and sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is only when we come together. It is only when we uplift one another, when the men uplift the women and the women uplift the men, that our ummah becomes strong. Who is persevering in Gaza? Is it just the men? Or is it our dear sisters who are holding the fort? Our sisters and our brothers working together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. That the believing men and the believing women, they are allies and protectors of one another. That is the strength of our ummah, my dear sisters, and this message is from our brothers as well. That as we look at our ummah being divided, we have to stand together. We have to be there to support one another. And our differences is what makes us great. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our worship in the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it an accepted Ramadan, a Ramadan through which we are granted paradise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Palestine, and all over the world of any distress and any difficulty that they are going through. I ask Allah to accept their dead amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free the land of Palestine. Allahumma ameen. Hada wallahu ta'ala a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.